Washington County has been home to characters of much less reputable caliber as well. Delos Heffron, son of Elijah Heffron and nephew of Judge Cyrus L. Dunham, both influential men in southern Indiana, was a reportedly talented individual serving as Deputy Secretary of State in Indiana beginning in 1859, and as a second lieutenant in the 50th Indiana Regiment in the Union Army during the Civil War. However, Delos was considered by many of his contemporaries to be a madman when angry, and many feared him throughout his life because of his intemperate nature. We now turn to a couple of Salem citizens to learn about the fate of Delos Heffron.
Delos Heffron was 6 foot tall and had a mighty powerful build, but he never had a lick of moral stamina about him. The man had trouble with the law all of his life. I weren't surprised to hear about what happened to him in the end.
You know, I heard that he only got to be Deputy Secretary of State because of his Uncle Dunham. He was only 18 at the time, after all. He sure didn't do much at the job, though that's for sure. What I heard was that the temptations of alcohol offered by Indianapolis were just too much for him, and he constantly reported to work in a drunken state. I heard that Cyrus Dunham always made Delos leave when he arrived in that state, but apparently in September of 1864, Delos was not having any of it. The two got into an argument when Cyrus told Delos to straighten up his act or go home. Delos pulled out his knife and nearly stabbed the poor man to death. After all he'd done for him.
And he never got prosecuted for that, did he?
No, he didn't. Not for his next big crime either. You remember that?
Oh yeah, how could I forget? After he returned from the war, he had his affection set on Miss Samira Godfrey, but she was won over by William R. Johnson instead. Old Delos was furious to have been beaten out, so he vowed to get vengeance against William.
Is that the same William Johnson that owned the saloon on the northwest corner of the square?
The very same. On August 13th of 66, Delos armed himself with a revolver and went to Johnson's saloon to seek his revenge. William was there with his father and one of his brothers, so it didn't take long for matters to get out of hand. Heffron's first shot hit the eldest Johnson, although he wasn't injured too badly. His next shot hit William squarely, and he died on the spot. He aimed his third shot at William's brother Esmond, but missed. And Esmond drew his revolver to fire at Delos, but his shot only just grazed his head.
Delos was arrested that very night. I remember hearing about the trial. Delos was represented by his Uncle Dunham, and he somehow got acquitted on a plea of self-defense. I think he got off so easy because of his Uncle Cyrus Dunham's influence. The man was a U.S. congressman from 49 to 50, after all, so I reckon the jury didn't want to go too much against his will. I even heard that right after the jury acquitted Delos, they carried him from the prisoner's box to a nearby saloon to drink to his health.
Yeah, but he knew that he weren't very popular in town after that, though. William Johnson's tombstone up at Crown Hill Cemetery says it all. Killed by a cold-blooded murderer, Delos Heffron. He knew that his reputation was unfavorable by that point, and I never saw him without some sort of escort after dark because Esmond Johnson wanted to finish what they'd started that night.
But you know, 8 months after Delos killed Billy Johnson, he married his widow Samaria. Now that was the talk of the town for a while.
Yeah, opened up his own saloon too, over on the south side of the square. And it always attracted the rough and tough sorts, men who always seemed to be disobeying the law at Heffron's bidding. They were always causing trouble.
Wasn't it at Heffron's saloon that he committed his next murder?
It was. You remember it happening?
Of course. It caused such a ruckus in town, especially with what happened afterwards. It was Friday evening, June 20th of 73. John D. Halstead was in Delos's saloon, and he was definitely being too loose with his drinking. Got a little bit too boisterous for Heffron's taste, and the two got into an argument. When John drew a pocket knife on Delos, Delos made him leave the saloon that very instant, but he wasn't gone for too long before he was seen crossing Main Street carrying a couple of stones.
Yes, my neighbor was there, and he said that when some of Heffron's friends told him that John D. Halstead was on his way back, he immediately went outside with his revolver and ordered him to halt or else he would shoot him dead on the spot. DeHalstead paid Delos no mind and kept coming forward, so Delos fired a shot at him. Again, DeHalstead paid Delos no mind, and he threw one of his stones at him. Delos shot and missed again, and John threw another stone and missed again. By Delos' third shot, DeHalstead was close enough that he got spooked and turned around to run. But Delos fired a fourth shot and hit his target right through the heart.
But it wasn't enough for Delos to shoot John down. Oh, no. From what I heard, even though John de Halstead was laying there dying, Delos grabbed him by the shirt and smacked him around the head and face with his revolver until he died.
I heard the very same thing. And then the devil turned around and walked right back into his saloon as if nothing even happened. He didn't even resist the sheriff when he came to take him into jail. Just went with him all peaceful-like.
Didn't the jury meet the very next morning to review the case?
It sure did. Delos was again represented by his Uncle Dunham, but his plea of not guilty was not enough to get him off this time around. Judge Jewett apparently just wanted to admit Delos for bail, though, according to a rumor that spread through the county. At about 2 in the morning on June the 29th, a mob of around 100 people broke into the jail and broke Delos out. They wanted him to be hung for all of his crimes.
I never heard of anybody recognizing the people in the mob either. I heard that they were actually from Jackson County because word had spread of the murders happening in Washington County, and this so-called vigilante mob did the work for us people of Salem.
Well, whoever did it, the facts remain that on the morning of Sunday, June 29th, Delos Heffron's body was hanging from the railroad bridge near the jail. His cellmate still says that he heard Delos ask to be shot instead of hung when he realized what was happening, but the mob wanted vengeance for all of Delos' crimes.
That's right. And I never heard of anybody in Salem having the least amount of sympathy for the man. Everybody that I've talked to is relieved that he finally paid for all his crimes. Even his wife remarried again soon after his lynching.
And thus concludes the case of Delos Heffron. Although he was reportedly an accomplished soldier fighting on the side of the Union during the Civil War, his rash personality won him few friends. By the time of his lynching at the age of 40, he had been tried for 3 serious crimes and was widely disliked for his general demeanor.